We've had this conversation for a couple of weeks now on what it looks like to identify and develop a strategy so that we're not trapped by evil. And that's partly out of that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. It starts with lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or the evil one. And so I thought it might be a good idea in this week to identify sort of symptoms of things to look out for. You know, we've just spent 6 months talking about symptoms of a pandemic, right? So maybe let's spend a little bit of time on symptoms to look out for when things might be enslaving us. And then together with that, find ways in scripture of sidestepping and walking past. So our passage of scripture I'm quite keen on for most of this week is Titus chapter 3. I'm going to read from the first verse, and I'm going to read a couple of verses, only 11 verses, the whole chapter. So if you've got an opportunity, just read the whole chapter. It's quite a powerful one on this topic. It says this, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. But here we go, verse 2. To slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, to always be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were, and here come the symptoms, foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saves us, not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy. He saves us through the washing of rebirth and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. And this is a trustworthy saying, he says. And I want you to stress these things to everyone so that those who trust in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good, because these things are excellent and profitable for everyone. I just love that language. That's all the way to verse 8. So you're two-thirds of the way through that chapter. I want to talk to you this morning about some of the descriptions or symptoms or characteristics of what being enslaved in something looks like. And the first two I want to talk to you about today is that language around foolish or childish, disobedient or deceived. You know, that term to be foolish about something is in the Bible in a number of places. Remember, there's that parable about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. There's the parable about the foolish servant who dug a hole and put his bag of gold in there. He's described there as foolish. And this difference between wise and foolish in our decision-making, our thinking, and our action, one of the qualities or characteristics of being enslaved to something is that even though your logical mind tells you it's unwise, you know it's foolish in your head, but in your heart, you can't help it. And that's one of the most powerful things about letting the Holy Spirit rebirth you or renew you and allowing the Holy Spirit to wash over your thought process and wash over your patterns so that they're not birthed out of foolishness. In fact, there is, we talked about this in the evening service a little bit yesterday. There is a counterfeit from the devil for everything original from God. God wants us to be childlike and the devil wants us to be childish. God wants us to be wise and the devil wants us to be foolish. God wants us to be all in and the devil wants us to be partial. And there's something about recognizing or seeing that scheme that should make you go, I don't want to live in a foolish way or decide things in a foolish way at all, because it's not profitable to my life. I want to be wise. Now, one of the tools of the devil, as far as evil goes, is to enslave you in foolish decision making. You've met people like this, staying in a relationship that's abusive and you wonder, why would you do that? Or continuing a pattern that's self-destructive like an addict. And you wonder, surely at some stage you look in the mirror and you go, you're falling apart. And yet there is a enslaving. There is something holding down. And perhaps one of the most powerful things you can ask the Lord is for wisdom. You know, the book of James says that if any man lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously and without reproach. In other words, he doesn't give it only to some types of people. He gives equally and generously to everyone who asks. One of the most powerful things that you can have in your life is the wisdom of God, It's so crucial. If we don't ask him, we don't get it. And then that passage of scripture goes on to say, then you're double-minded and then you're unstable in all your ways. I want to encourage you, stop the pattern of foolish thinking and foolish deciding and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom that comes from heaven. Wisdom that is peaceable and profitable to you and to everyone. One of the most crucial things that can go wrong in our spiritual journey is to think that we are wise in our own understanding. This passage of scripture in Titus says, if you're not careful, you're going to be foolish. And when you're foolish, you lend yourself into all kinds of conflicts. In fact, one of the verses I didn't read to you from that same chapter is verse 9. It says, avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments and quarrels about the law, because they are just useless and unprofitable. That's what the NIV says. You see, a foolish thinking pattern leads us towards foolish arguing, foolish commitments, foolish controversies. We're always caught up in them. And we simply have to say that the answer to that kind of evil is the wisdom of God that comes from heaven. So I'm praying that God will make us wise, not in our own understanding, but that we'll have the wisdom of God in everything we do. And that we will not be trapped in something unwise or foolish. So I hope that's helpful as we start this week. It's a Monday morning. It's a beautiful day in the Bay, as it always is on a Monday. Wherever you are watching around the world or the country, love spending the mornings with you, sharing scripture and a prayer. Now, trust that it'll be incredibly profitable in your life and mine also. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for the wisdom that comes from above. The book of James reminds us that if we lack it, we should ask it and expect to receive it, that you give generously and without reproach across the board to everyone. Holy Spirit, will you please prompt us when something foolish is wooing us so that we will not be tempted to think foolishly or act foolishly, but instead to increase in wisdom, godly wisdom. We pray, Lord, that if we do that, that we will not land up being enslaved by those foolish things. May this week be profitable in every way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining this morning. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Share the video. Invite some friends. Bye.